Well, it's been a busy week for Brockton officials and a power plant project being proposed in the city. Questions still remain regarding the future of the project. Community activist Ed Byers provides his assessment as to what transpired in federal court.
Basically, the lawsuit's been tanked, and they settled the lawsuit, and the mayor settled the lawsuit without the council, and the council didn't do anything wrong, and they just want them to be treated fairly. That's all it says.
Brockton Power initially dismissed everybody but the city government from the $68 million lawsuit. A judge also approved the request for a consent decree to protect the project from a wrongful denial for a permit or utilities like gas, water, the electric grid. Byers is quick to dispel the perception by some who say the power plant is a done deal.
You know, we've been at this fight for 10 years now. 10 years ago, they were saying that this was a slam dunk and it was going in. And 10 years later, they're worse off than ever. Their permit's about to run out.
Councilor at large Bob Sullivan has long opposed the project. He agrees the conversation is far from over.
My position would be that there is an ordinance on the books relative to water. And I can only speak for myself. No, there has been a change in terms of elected officials on the city council. We have three new good people. And again, it's only January. We've only met three times, so we will be meeting again. But I think it would be rash to say that this is a done deal. And again, my only position would be, you know, without speaking to legal counsel, would be that we will be strategizing and planning and see what the next steps are.
The city council meets again on February the 8th.